Hello everyone and welcome et bienvenue à tous, à vous tous. My name is Leonard LeBlanc with the National Association of Federal Retirees. I'll be your host today. I want to welcome you all to our live and interactive telephone town hall discussion with candidates in this month's provincial election. Right now, we are calling thousands of folks from throughout New Brunswick. Et les gens se joignent au forum téléphonique alors même que je m'adresse à vous. I'm very excited to be here with you and these great candidates. David Kuhn, representing the Green Party, Marcel Doiron, representing the Progressive Conservative Party, Chris Durant, representing the New Democratic Party, and Lisa Harris, representing the Liberal Party. It will take a few minutes to connect with everyone. So as we are dialing out, let me take a moment to explain how this telephone town hall will work. Right now, people from across New Brunswick are answering their phones and connecting to this discussion. New Brunswick's government has an important role to play in adapting public policies and systems to the needs of today's growing seniors demographic et dans la planification concrète de nos politiques et systèmes pour les aînés de demain. This is an exciting opportunity for New Brunswick seniors to interact with candidates and hear what they have to say. For those of you just joining the call, welcome. Bienvenue. This is a telephone town hall with candidates for this month's provincial election. Et sans plus tarder, I will turn things over to our candidates to introduce themselves. Welcome David Kuhn from the Green Party. David?
Good morning. Bonjour à tous. I am David Kuhn. I'm the leader of the Green Party, and for the last 4 years, I've been the MLA for Fredericton South. J'ai passé la quatre années passées comme le député pour la circonscription de Fredericton South. I'm pleased to be part of this town hall today. Seniors are an important issue, increasingly so as the population of seniors continues to grow. And in doing so for the last 4 years, I have had a seniors roundtable that has met with me monthly to help me understand the particular issues and priorities of seniors, and that's enabled me to bring those issues in front of the Legislative Assembly.
Thank you, David. Souhaitons la bienvenue à Marcel Doiron du Parti Progressiste Conservateur. Marcel?
Marcel Doiron de Chidiac, Beaubassin-Capelé. I am very proud to represent our Progressive Conservative Party today. It is a privilege to share thoughts with everyone about the future of our province. Our province is facing a problem, but it can all be fixed if we replace spending and spin with honesty and hard work. Notre province fait face à des problèmes, mais nous pouvons les régler si nous travaillons fort ensemble. In the last few days, we have shared our plans to heal the health care system, energize education, fix our finances, and bring better government to people of New Brunswick. Au cours des derniers jours, nous n'avons attendu dire qu'il faut un plan pour guérir notre système de santé, financer l'éducation, redresser nos finances et orienter notre gouvernement. Every member of Team Higgs is committed to deliver a real result. We need to turn this province around. Chaque membre de l'équipe Higgs veut des vrais résultats. Our senior citizens matter. Our grandparents and mother and father should be respected and comforted, not scared for their future living condition. Nos grands-parents, nos mères et nos pères doivent être respectés et réconfortés, pas effrayés par leurs conditions de vie future. Nos aînés contents. Looking forward to September 24th, I believe this province is ready for change. J'ai hâte le 24 de septembre et je crois que les gens de notre province sont prêts pour un changement. Merci.
Thanks, Marcel. Welcome, Chris Durant from the New Democratic Party. Chris?
Tout le monde, je m'appelle Christopher Zahra. Je suis le candidat pour le NPD en Fredericton South. Hi there, everyone. My name is Chris Durant, and I'm the candidate for the NDP in Fredericton South. I'm running for the NDP because it's the party that's bringing concrete ideas to the table. One of our main priorities is expanding the extramural program because we didn't know that seniors deserve to stay in their homes for as long as possible. And we also know that that makes financial sense. It's far less expensive to provide care to someone in their home than it is to give them care in a hospital or a nursing home. That's why we will be funding these programs more, as opposed to this Liberal government that has taken the short-sighted route of privatizing the management of the extramural program. The effect of this decision was almost immediate. Home care workers who work so hard were told by some of their agencies that their mileage to get to their clients' homes would be reduced. This has had the effect of seniors in Boys Town and Doke Town being unable to get home care workers to come to their home. And then that has the knock-on effect of forcing seniors into retirement homes sooner. This isn't what seniors have worked so hard to achieve. And the Liberal government put us in this position by breaking with the other provinces when negotiating the health care accord with the federal government. No New Brunswick premier should have ever agreed to our health care accord that was not giving New Brunswick extra funding for taking care of seniors. I look forward to the rest of this debate.
Thanks, Chris. Welcome, Lisa Harris from the Liberal Party. Lisa?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. C'est un grand plaisir pour moi d'être ici aujourd'hui. What a pleasure it is for me to join you today. Some of you may be aware, before my political career, I worked in the Federal Civil Service for Service Canada here in Miramichi. And this certainly gives me a great appreciation of the valuable and important work you perform on behalf of Canadians. As Minister of Seniors and Long-Term Care, I'm extremely proud to have been a member of Brian Gallant's government and of his cabinet. And during our first term, we have listened to you. We've got things done to help improve your lives. And it's extremely gratifying to see all of the hard work that is being carried out in all corners of this beautiful province. As a Minister of Seniors, I gained a great appreciation of the valuable contributions seniors make to our province. I had the opportunity to visit every single nursing home in the province so that I was able to gain my own authentic experience of what's happening in our nursing homes. And I'm very proud to say that we have a great system, and I'm very proud to know so many great people that are working with our seniors in our nursing homes, in our special care homes, and of course, looking after seniors in their own homes. I just want to say, I know that all of you have very great wisdom and experiences, and I'm so happy that you're going to share, your questions and concerns with us today. You certainly all play a very significant role in our province in ensuring that we have the best province to live, work, and raise a family. So I'm very much looking forward to today's talk, and I want to thank you for having me a part of that. Merci beaucoup.
Merci, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa, and thank you to all of you for joining us today. For those of you just joining us on the call, we are here today for a special telephone town hall discussion with candidates in this month's provincial election. You will get a chance to ask the candidates your questions and share your thoughts through real-time interactive quick polls. If you have a question, just press *3 on your phone at any time. Si vous avez une question, il vous suffit d'appuyer sur l'étoile et le 3 sur votre téléphone à n'importe quel moment. An operator will take down your question and put you in line to ask your question live. Keep in mind that we only have 1 hour together, and we will make every effort to answer as many questions as possible. Our candidates will have only 1 minute to respond, so please keep your questions short for others to participate. En attendant que d'autres participants se joignent au forum téléphonique, permettez-moi de prendre un moment pour poser ma propre question à tous les candidats. Advocates from across the country have been calling, this is the question, advocates from across the country have been calling for a comprehensive, focused national senior strategy to address infrastructure for care, caregiver support, home care, and age-friendly communities. To implement a national senior strategy, coordination and collaboration from provinces such as New Brunswick is needed. The question is, does your party support a national senior strategy? And if so, how will you encourage the federal government to lead its implementation? Votre parti appuie-t-il une stratégie nationale pour les aînés? Et si oui, encouragera-t-il le gouvernement fédéral à en diriger la mise en œuvre? Marcel, let's start with you. Marcel? Marcel, es-tu là?
Oui, moi, s'il vous plaît. Although we will always have a need for quality nursing home facilities throughout our province, we remain concerned that we are losing our connection to our community. It is important to realize that the best care in home care and our focus will be to keep seniors in their home for as long as we can by offering them with the right care of the right. Team Hicks believe the best care is home care. One of the first seniors program put on hold by Brian Gallant was the whole Home First strategy. Next, the Gallant government launches the seniors asset grab and cut food and cleaning budget for nursing home. We must do better and taking care of our seniors in their own home. Blaine Hicks was a professional engineer. He knows the value of property development plans and strategy.
Thank you. Marcel, Chris, please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for the question. Certainly, the NDP supports a national senior strategy. Dealing with the aging cohort of baby boomers in our country is going to require, you know, detailed thinking and strategic planning. And this demographic shift does not affect all areas of the province equally. We have New Brunswick, which has the highest proportion of seniors in the country. And whereas we have young people in this province going to provinces like Alberta and Ontario for work. And so certainly there needs to be national coordination in terms of making sure that the funding that is needed to care for our seniors properly gets to where it needs to go. This is why it's worth thinking about how Brian Gallant failed to sign a healthcare agreement with the federal government that took into account New Brunswick's aging population.
Thanks, Chris. Lisa, please go ahead.
So, New Brunswick, we have a family plan that aims to improve the lives of all citizens by addressing the factors that are the biggest determinations of overall health, and it focuses on government actions in seven priority areas. One, of course, is healthy aging and support for seniors. In 2015, we created the Council on Aging, and this council was asked to develop a strategy that addressed short-term sustainability and long-term changes in order to balance the need of our aging population, because we have to take into consideration the rising costs and pressures on the healthcare system. I can say that I'm very proud that we implemented that strategy, and we also have an aging secretariat that is going to ensure that we implement the 77 recommendations from this Council on Aging. And I'm looking forward to reporting on that in the Legislative Assembly in the coming months.
Thanks, Lisa. David, please go ahead.
Greens believe that a national senior strategy would be excellent, but we want to make sure, and we need to make sure, that it delivers what seniors need in New Brunswick. So there's two things I think that are essential to ensure there's a national senior strategy that meets the needs of New Brunswick seniors. One is to engage seniors in terms of their input to determine what are the priorities, or what would the priorities be for seniors in New Brunswick from a national senior strategy. And secondly, as our history has shown, to effectively gain what we need from national programs, we need to work collaboratively with the other maritime provinces to put together, in Newfoundland, I would say, to put together a common front, reaching some kind of agreement on what we want to see come to the region overall, so that we can effectively advocate for seniors at the national table. By ourselves in the past, New Brunswick or any of the provinces in our region have been relatively unsuccessful in obtaining what's needed here for a national senior strategy.
Thanks, David, et merci à tous et à toutes. N'oubliez pas que si vous avez une question à poser au candidat, il vous suffit d'appuyer sur l'étoile et le 3 sur votre téléphone à n'importe quel moment durant le forum téléphonique. Un opérateur prendra votre question en note et vous mettra sur une file d'attente pour vous permettre de poser votre question directement. Before we go to the phone lines for questions, let's start with a quick poll. So, the first poll question is, of the following issues, which concerns you most? Press 1 on your phone if your answer is age-friendly communities and accessibility. Press 2 on your phone if your answer is caregivers and support for them. Press 3 on your phone if your answer is accessible and affordable long-term care. Press 4 on your phone if your answer is preventing social isolation and promoting independence for seniors. Je vais répéter cette question. Parmi les enjeux suivants, lequel vous préoccupe le plus? Si votre réponse est les collectivités amies des aînés et l'accessibilité, appuyez sur le 1 sur votre téléphone. Si votre réponse est les aidants naturels et du soutien pour ceux-ci, appuyez sur le 2 sur votre téléphone. Si votre réponse est des soins de longue durée accessibles et abordables, appuyez sur le 3 sur votre téléphone. Si votre réponse est prévenir l'isolement social et promouvoir l'indépendance des aînés, appuyez sur le 4 sur votre téléphone. Thank you, everyone. Merci à tous et à toutes. We will share the results of the poll later on. I'd like to remind everyone that you can get in line to ask the candidates a question by pressing star 3. An operator will take down your question and put you in line to ask your question live. I can see there are lots of people eager to ask questions today. Alors, commençons. Our first question is from Pearl from St. John, who has a question about retirement for all of the candidates. Go ahead, Pearl.
Hello. Hi. I'm calling because I think that once a person has become retired and wants to live in a smaller place, maybe a nursing home or you know, of that nature, that it should be a set rate. You know, like that you do every month, this is what you pay. And I think that if it's set that way, like if they have to, say, leave the normal type of care place and go to, say, an palliative care or whatever, they, yes, you pay a little bit more, but it has to be a set rate. You shouldn't have to pay to sell your house, or you shouldn't have to pay more than the other provinces pay. I know for Alberta, it's like $2,000 a month and $2,500 a month. They just take that out of their pension, and it's paid, and it's done. But they have a savings account. Nobody touches the savings account, and that's the way it should be here in the Brunswick.
Chris, do you want to respond to this?
Thank you so much for the question, Pearl. I'm very much of the opinion that care should always be affordable and within someone's means. And I'm not sure I agree whether it should be always cost the same for everyone, because different folks have different means. But I'll tell you what I'm firmly against is I'm firmly against private nursing homes. No one should be trying to derive a profit off of providing care for our seniors. When my grandmother had to go to a home, me and my mother were so thankful that she was able to go to a church-based nonprofit nursing home near our community, and we knew she got good care here. The fact that this Liberal government has opened the doors to endless private nursing homes from the Shanex Corporation, the folks that would have our seniors ration their toilet paper, is disgraceful. We need to support our community and church-based nonprofit seniors' homes.
Thanks, Chris. Lisa, do you want to respond to this question? Go ahead.
Yes, Pearl, thank you for the question. And I just want to clarify that, people are under the understanding that all nursing homes are government-owned, and they're most certainly not. And we have some wonderful nonprofit organizations that are running nursing homes. And as well, we do have nursing homes that are run by Shanex here in the province of New Brunswick. But again, these cost seniors the same amount of money that it does to live in a nonprofit nursing home. It's the same amount of money. They do not make money off of the nursing home beds that they provide. And I can tell you from being the Minister of Seniors and Long-Term Care that they do offer great care to seniors and that they are under social development, they need to be able to follow the same regulations, and they're offering great care. So, and no one is looking at savings accounts. That is false.
Thank you, Lisa. Now, David, want to respond to the question? Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, Pearl, for the question. Nursing home care has got to be affordable. There's no question about it. It's got to be predictable. And one of the key things that could ensure that is to abandon the practice that has been used right up until now, which is the nursing homes, at least the community-based nonprofit nursing homes, receive a budget from the provincial government with no discussion, no negotiation. There's no agreement saying, you know, this is the budget that you'll be operating with for this year or for the next 3 years to provide some predictability in the system. That would make a difference in terms of ensuring that seniors know what they're paying over what period of time. The other thing here is, well, while seniors' assets are protected, the assets of their loved ones who are maybe contributing to their care in the nursing home are not. And we should not be bankrupting family members to pay for the care for their loved ones in nursing homes. That's got to change. So we need to look at how to ensure nursing care does not cause financial harm to those who...
Yes. Merci. Thank you, David. Now to Marcel. Marcel, go ahead.
Assets grab did not happen. Seniors need to be supported. Living must be affordable. Community-based nursing homes are important. Homes like Villa Providence and Chiliac provide outreach into a community around them. Brian Galland replaced the St. Joseph home in Miramichi with Shanex Corporation. Shanex does not provide community outreach. Seniors need this support.
Thank you, Marcel. Now, before we go on to our next question, let's look at the poll results from the last question, which was, of the following issues, which concerns you most, okay? So, age-friendly communities and accessibility had 9% of the votes. Caregivers and support for them had 15% of the votes. Accessible and affordable long-term care had 48% of the votes, and preventing social isolation and promoting independence for seniors had 28% of the votes. Alors, l'enjeu des collectivités amies des aînés et l'accessibilité a obtenu 9% des votes. L'enjeu des aidants naturels et du soutien de ceux-ci a obtenu 15% des votes. L'enjeu des soins de longue durée accessibles et abordables a obtenu 48% des votes. Et l'enjeu prévenir l'isolement social et promouvoir l'indépendance des aînés a obtenu 28% des votes. Great. Now let's go to our next question. And the question is from Charlene in St. John. Go ahead, Charlene.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my question. Actually, I have two questions. They are, I guess, somewhat related. With regard to the wait times in New Brunswick to see specialists, there was CTV news report saying health in 2016 saying healthcare wait times hit 20 weeks in 2016. New Brunswick was the highest wait time to see a specialist, and I have called the minister's the health minister's office back in May with regard to that issue because I have to wait a whole year to see a specialist, and unacceptable. People are suffering waiting. The sickest people are waiting to see specialists. I have a neighbor down the road who's 82 years old. She has to wait a year to have a hip replacement. People are suffering every day for these wait times, and it just seems to be getting worse. And I don't know why there's not best practices across the world to see how we can stop these wait times and stop suffering. So I would like to know what the candidates are going to do about the wait times without spending more money in the healthcare system. So that's question number one. And question number two is with regard to the mammographies that are for breast exams are
Which
giving
one?
False.
One question only, and then we'll. Okay.
Thanks,
Charlene. We'll have Lisa. We're going to do this on a rotation basis, so it's Lisa's turn to respond, and then we'll go to David, Marcel, and then Chris. Lisa, go ahead.
And that's why we got to make sure that people that are in the hospital, that are there because they absolutely need to be. So that's why we have a five-year nursing home plan in place that we're making sure that seniors that are in the hospital that can go into a nursing home have the opportunity to do so. As well, we are creating non-urgent care centers in New Brunswick, which will keep, allow people to have access to health care that will allow them to live a healthy, a stronger, healthy life and not to, go in and take beds in hospitals that we don't need if you're living healthy and living a proactive lifestyle. So it's extremely important that we're doing that. We're hiring more specialists. We're hiring more doctors, and we certainly are making sure that we have the best healthcare possible here in New Brunswick. There certainly is a lot of improvements that we can make, and we're looking forward to doing that.
Thank you, Lisa. Now to David. David, go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the question regarding specialists and wait times for specialists. So there's a number of things going on here, and one of them is there is a cap on Medicare billing numbers. So in some areas, that means even though there may be specialists who'd be willing to relocate to, say, Fredericton or St. John from other parts of Canada to work, they can't do so if there are no billing numbers available. So the cap the government has on billing numbers has to go. I know there are specialists that we need in the Fredericton area we can't get because there are no available billing numbers for them. And so that quota system has to be eliminated in order that we remove that constraint. Then there are other related issues in the sense that there needs to be access to operating theaters and there needs to be access to anesthesiologists. So one of the reasons things is gumming up the wait times for knee and hip replacements is the lack of anesthesiologists. So there's got to be a clear...
Thank you, David. Now to Marcel. Go ahead, Marcel.
Thank you. Look, New Brunswick do deserve world-class health care. PCs will reduce wait time 50% for hips replacement, knees replacement, recruit more doctor, train and retain more nurses. Blaine Higgs' goal is to reduce wait time. Brian Gallant's goal is to spend more money. L'objectif de Blaine Higgs est de réduire les temps d'attente. L'objectif de Brian Gallant est de dépenser plus d'argent. Merci.
Marcel, thank you. Merci. Alors, the next one is Chris. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'd be very interested to know how the Conservative candidate is planning on reducing wait times by 50%, apparently through sheer force of will.
Certainly, you know, we've been left with a Medicare program that is starved for money. We have had successive liberal and conservative governments that have maintained a corporate tax rate at 13% instead of at 15%, which Nova Scotia and PEI do with no harm to their economy. And Brian Gallant has given tax breaks to the highest earners. If we need to get rid of the billing number system, as David rightly pointed out, but that will take extra funds. And we need to elect a government that's not going to be pushed around by the big corporations. Additionally, we need to find efficiencies in our system, and that's why we want to invest in the home care, to give seniors dignity and save the healthcare system money.
Thank you, Chris. We have another caller on the line, Lorraine from St. John, and I believe it's Health. Lorraine, go ahead.
Thank you, Lynn. My question is basically for the Conservatives, but the Liberals can answer as well, or any party. I'm interested in seniors care, but this is not seniors care question. The question is in regards to the carbon tax. It seems that the Conservatives want to delete or get rid of the carbon tax. I'd like to know what they intend to replace it with and what steps they intend to take in order to help our children and our children's children. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorraine. So we're doing a rotation. So Chris, David, you're the first one to respond. David, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Clearly most New Brunswickers, I think, agree that polluters should pay for the damage they're causing with their pollution. The current way the system is being set up is industry is, in a sense, getting off lightly for their pollution under the federal plan, and that needs to change. A carbon tax by itself, of course, isn't a carbon plan, but with the federal carbon tax, the revenues largely should be returned to New Brunswickers, divided evenly among the population, and a small portion of it going to support programs that will help New Brunswickers reduce their costs of heating through upgrading their insulation or converting to greener heating systems. So those are the kinds of things we think should happen in this context.
Thank you, David. Marcel? Your response to the question. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Okay, thanks for the question. Carbon tax is not a plan. How does this question fit with seniors? Thank you.
Okay, the next one is Chris to respond to this, to the question. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to top that answer. But you know what? The NDP has a plan, and we are proposing a carbon tax. We would like to put a $30 a ton cost on carbon and to return that money to New Brunswickers in three ways. Spend one-third of that money giving rebates to low- and middle-income earners, spend one-third of that on energy retrofitting, and spend one-third of that on investing in green technologies like solar and wind energy generation. The NDP is the only party that's being clear about its plans about a carbon tax. The Green Party, of all people, is not running on a carbon tax. David Kuhn has said it's just one tool in a toolbox, and he's left it out of his toolbox. When the NDP goes to tackling a problem like climate change, we bring all of our tools. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. Now to Lisa, you have the answer to the question. Lisa, go ahead, Lisa.
With regards to where we're going to meet the needs of the request from the federal government, and as the Premier has stated, that he would be taking money that's already going into the gas tax, and putting it into and implementing it into this carbon tax, so that there will not be any added tax to New Brunswickers, because we feel that we can use what we have and just put it in, make sure that we're what we're already receiving that we will be able to meet the federal requirements around this. So it will have the least impact on New Brunswickers.
Thank you, Lisa. And thank you, Lorraine, for your question and the candidates for the answers. Before we go to the next question, I would like to ask another poll question. Have you experienced age-related discrimination? So the question is, have you experienced age-related discrimination? Press 1 on your phone if your answer is yes. Press 2 on your phone if your answer is no. Press 3 on your phone if your answer is not sure or do not know. Encore une fois, avez-vous été victime de discrimination liée en raison de l'âge? Alors la question est, avez-vous été victime de discrimination liée en raison de l'âge? Si votre réponse est oui, appuyez sur le 1 sur votre téléphone. Si votre réponse est non, appuyez sur le 2 sur votre téléphone. Si votre réponse est pas certain ou je ne sais pas, appuyez sur le 3 sur votre téléphone. Thanks everyone for participating in that poll. And let's get back to the questions from you. So the next question is from Dad Stote in Riverview. Go ahead, Dan.
As New Brunswick now has the highest debit tax burden of any all provinces in comparable size, I wonder how the new government to be would reverse this direction while keeping a competitive tax rate.
Thank you for the question, Ed. Marcel, you're the first one to respond to this question. Go ahead, Marcel.
Thank you for the question. Spending within our needs, not just more taxes. For example, carbon taxes for senior citizens should be a concern. People still have to drive to work, visit seniors. Brian Gunna, carbon tax will cost family, cost family $100 a month. Gunna is playing smoke and mirror on his new tax.
Marcel, thank you. Chris, you respond to this one. Go ahead.
Yes. Part of the answer is for too long, the large corporations, our province, have been able to bully our government into shifting the tax burden away from them and onto individuals, which is why the NDP would increase the corporate tax rate from 13% to 15%. Additionally, we would undertake a comprehensive review of our property tax system. I'm a lawyer by trade. And I know the more you look into our property tax system, the more absurd it gets. New Brunswick is the only province in the country where you cannot challenge your property assessment based on another property assessment. You can only challenge it based on comparables. We're the only province in the country that does not see fit to make sure that everyone's property tax assessment can be compared. The government has dropped the ball on property tax, the Conservatives created the problem, and the Greens haven't held their feet to the fire.
Thank you, Chris. Lisa, to respond to this question. Go ahead, Lisa.
That we recognize that you know we all only have so much money that we can you know put into the system, and that's one thing that we have been really trying really hard to make sure that the investments that we're making that we're seeing a return on our investments. So the tax that we receive from New Brunswickers, we got to be very wise in spending, and we have seen our economy grow over the last 4 years with the investments that we're making. We've also are trying to keep taxes as low as possible, but we need to make sure that we also keep our province moving in a positive direction. And it's, when we see that we have an economy that has grown over the last 4 years. We know that our investments are working. We certainly see a new sense of hope here in the province of New Brunswick, and we're doing much to make sure that small businesses, medium-sized businesses, you know, that we're lowering their taxes, and we're going to continue to make sure that we're investing to meet their needs.
Thank you, Lisa. And David, your answer to this question. Go ahead, please.
Inquiry into our finances, and particularly into the fairness of our tax system. I think it's not easy to have a discussion about dealing with deficits and debt when we've got unjust taxation policies. So our inquiry would look at the fairness of the tax system, the property tax system, the lost revenue for preferential tax treatments and tax breaks, and the use of offshore tax accounts to restructure the tax system in a way so that it's fair and just, so that everyone's paying their fair share. People aren't avoiding taxes, or companies aren't avoiding taxes that they should otherwise pay. It's one thing to talk about the tax rates, but if in fact a company is finding ways of not paying any tax, that means our public services are losing out revenue that they need to operate effectively. So that's how we would approach this.
Thank you, David, and thank you for the question. Now let's look at the poll results from the last question, which was, have you experienced age-related discrimination? 20% of the respondents on the phone have said yes, 60% have said no, and 20% are not sure or do not know. 20% des participants au forum téléphonique ont répondu oui, 60% ont dit non, et 20% ne sont pas certains ou ne savent pas. Now we're going to take another question, which is from Mary in Fredericton. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, my name's Mary, and I'm from Fredericton. And I've felt that for my parents, there are a lot of barriers to them being full participants in our community with inaccessible space. And I know there's been a move in other parts of the country to make spaces more age-friendly, and I'm looking to see what the candidates and their parties may do to encourage municipalities to look at infrastructure with an age-friendly lens.
Thank you, Mary. Since we're rotating, Chris, you're the first one to respond to the question. Go ahead, Chris.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the question, Mary. Certainly, I personally am very much in favor of the creation of legislation in this province that would mirror the Ontarians with Disabilities Act, or Access for Ontarians with Disabilities Act. In that piece of legislation, the provincial government created set goals and timelines to ensure the accessibility of newly built buildings, and a set timeline for the retrofitting and improvement of pre-existing buildings so that everyone can have accessibility to our public spaces. We should be doing this in our province, and it's a crying shame that we have a province where the legislature sits the least amount of days of any provincial legislature in Canada, but the Liberals and Conservatives have seemed content to give themselves time off rather than passing legislation that makes solutions for New Brunswickers.
Thank you, Chris. Lisa, you're next. Go ahead.
Community recognition program, and this is to encourage communities to take sustainable action in order to become more age friendly. And this age friendly community recognition program is an initiative developed under the Home First strategy that we very much are continuing with. The program recognizes successes and encourages communities and municipalities to take sustainable action towards becoming age friendly. The four milestones. So in order to receive this recognition, communities must have completed four milestones developed by the World Health Organization, and they're based on the community engagement and taking sustainable action. And these four milestones are having a resolution passed by your local government Establish age-friendly committee in your community. Conduct an age-friendly assessment of your community and develop and implement an action plan. So far, we have Tracadie and Cocaine, Beresford, Dieppe, Fredericton, Grand Bay, Westfield, and New Maryland, and Rossay that are taking part.
Thank you, Lisa. David, go ahead.
Communities as age-friendly doesn't go far enough. We actually have to ensure that changes are made to make the municipalities age-friendly, which is why if I were Premier, I would ensure there were criteria around infrastructure funding that supports the construction of sidewalks and other infrastructure within municipalities, transit, and so on, that addresses issues like mobility and visibility to make sure that that infrastructure is upgraded or when it's built new, takes into the those considerations, as well as building codes, electrical codes, as they are updated as they are regularly, to ensure that our codes are age-friendly so that the buildings, when they're built, address these kinds of issues around mobility and vision loss, and right down to the electrical codes so that we can start to put electrical outlets at a higher level on the wall so it's easier for people to plug in and plug and unplug things.
Thank you, David. Marcel, your response to the question. Go ahead, Marcel.
Thanks for the question. We currently have an age-friendly community program in place that is part of our overall wellness program that involved from the health and inclusive community department of the previous government. As with all programs, this will be evaluated to see what is working and what is not. Accessibility on sidewalk and buildings and parks only makes sense. Seniors are a big portion of our population. During Blaine's time in government, the Department of Healthy and Inclusive Community was introduced. The Liberal cut it. Thank you very much.
We are almost at the end of today's telephone town hall, and before I ask our candidates for some closing remarks, I want to thank you for your participation and thoughtful questions. J'aimerais que nous ayons plus de temps à passer ensemble, mais malheureusement, nous sommes rendus à la fin du temps requis pour cette rencontre. If we didn't get a chance to take your question live on the air, or if you don't feel comfortable asking your question live, you can wait to the end of our telephone town hall and leave a message. Now I'll pass things over to our candidates for closing remarks. And Lisa Harris, you're the first one to with your closing remarks. Go ahead, Lisa.
Well, thank you very much. And as I conclude my remarks today, I want to again thank each and every one of you for inviting me to join you today. And I want to also again thank you for all you've done and that you'll continue to do for New Brunswick. Just being on the call today shows that you have great interest in our beautiful, beautiful province. I also ask for your support on September the 24th. I'm very proud of the important work that our government has completed in the last 4 years, and I'm very confident that we offer New Brunswickers the best option to continue moving forward and to be able to, you know, have the best life possible for all New Brunswickers. Once again, I hope everybody continues to enjoy some of the nice fall days that we're experiencing here. Have a wonderful day. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Lisa. Go ahead, David. You're the next one. David?
Thank you very much. I think one of the key things here is we need a government that actually takes action and not just talks about it. It's time to get past the rhetoric and the spin and actually put substance to work so that we address things like the need for home support, and that's something that is really struck me at the doors. How many seniors have told me that they got to a situation where their spouse was injured or had fallen ill and they needed some help at home, and despite all the rhetoric of the Liberals and the Tories before them on helping to keep seniors in their homes, they had much difficulty in finding the kind of home support they needed. So that's an example of the kind of thing we would change to ensure that the funding was there to hire the necessary home care workers to support seniors to stay in their home.
Thank you, David. And now on to Marcel. You're next. Go ahead, Marcel.
concerned that we are losing our connection to our community. It is important to realize that the best care is home care, and our focus will be to keep seniors in their home for as long as they want. Also, in my 32 years experience working in a nursing home, I can tell you that the workers care for the residents. Nous avons toujours besoin de foyers de soins de qualité dans la province. Cependant, je suis préoccupé par le fait que ces solutions nous font perdre les liens que nous avons tissés au sein de nos collectivités. Thank you.
Merci, Marcel. Thank you. Now on to Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you for taking the time to listen tonight. I'd like to highlight two things. First, let's reflect a little bit on Marcel's refusal to answer a question about climate change. I know this is a debate pitched at retirees, but I know you care about the future of this planet and your children and your children's children. So I urge you not to vote for the Conservative Party, which seems to be taking the climate crisis in no way at all seriously. I'd also urge you not to vote for the Liberal Party. We have a Liberal government here that is overseeing the creeping privatization of our healthcare system. We're seeing the privatization of our nursing homes, of the extramural care program. Where will it end? I urge all of you to find your new Democratic candidate, look them up, find out about them, and see why we're offering a brighter future for New Brunswick. If you live in Lisa Harris's riding, please check out our fabulous candidate, Willie Robichaux. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Thank you, Chris. Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, on behalf of the National Association of Federal Retirees, a big thank you to our candidates and to all of you on the phone. Au nom de l'Association nationale des retraités fédéraux, un gros merci à tous nos candidats et à toutes les personnes qui sont avec nous au téléphone. Have a great day, and don't forget to vote on September the 24th. Et n'oubliez pas de voter le 24 septembre. Bonne journée.